Kristen. I'm here as a member of No One Is Illegal Toronto. This is a Toronto-based group of immigrants, refugees, and allies who are fighting for an end to the deportation and detention of migrants and for a recognition that the Canadian state is an illegal, illegitimate colonial institution. Historically, the colonial Canadian state has always turned to immigration policy as a way of trying to assert its illegitimate sovereignty, its right to determine who sets foot on this land and under what conditions. At times, this has meant encouraging the migration of certain peoples like my ancestors as part of the overtly white supremacist settlement project. More recently, as imperialism and colonization have resulted in large-scale displacement worldwide, immigration policy has turned to carefully policing who gets into this space and under what conditions. In the past 3 weeks, No One Is Illegal has been receiving reports about an increase in US-style immigration enforcement, where people are being asked to provide proof of immigration status in public spaces.
Shame!
At subway stations, people are being asked to provide proof of immigration status. This is also happening at malls and in workplaces. This is one example of the ways that immigrants and refugees are policed and terrorized as the Canadian state attempts to exert its illegitimate claims to sovereignty over this land. The good news is that across North America, immigrants, refugees, and their allies have been fighting back. They've been demanding an end to deportation and detention. They've been calling the authority of the Canadian state and its border police into question. But there's still a great deal of work to
do. My fucking man!
Absolutely!
My fucking man!
Anti-imperial solidarity movement that crosses the divides of citizenship, colonial citizenship, and recognizes that the only peoples with sovereignty over this land are Indigenous peoples. Strong stands like those happening in Six Nations right now show that demands for recognition of sovereignty and the right to self-determination must be taken seriously. We're very glad to have been here in the spirit of building solidarity. Thank you for inviting us to speak today.
Thank you so much. We know who our allies are, and we welcome all those people to our country for this land.